unfortunately.
I would say one
is very critical. It's not so much what we should do, but one thing we definitely have to not do, which is not think of Discord or Slack or Patreon or Twitter or any other online forum as a substitute for, what did you say, socialist/working class community institutions or anything else. Like those things are detrimental and cancerous.
Yeah, you can't, if you like can click on something to become part of a community, you're not part of a community.
Right.
Yeah.
That being said, our Patreon's cool. I mean, our Discord's cool. You should be in it, but you should not be in it instead of anything that you could actually physically be in.
Right. Right. Share thoughts. Share ideas. Yeah. Exactly. I would take a stab at answering this by saying that there's two levels of response. One is the level of us or you as an individual Marxist, and then the other is at the level of organization. At the level of you as an individual, I would say it is absolutely crucial that you resist, to use Jason's phrase, the spiritual rot of this society, and strive toward virtue. You should be a normal person who can have conversations with your neighbors and your coworkers and be regarded by normal people as a respectable, upstanding member of society who people think fondly of.
Right.
You should strive toward that. To build
normie socialism.
You should strive to build social bonds with others.
If your socialist organization does not prioritize that among its list of critical, if that's not a feature of what it means to be in that group, then that group
don't be in that group.
Don't be in that group.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the other thing is, I would say, on the level of the organization, I think that we should working class party worth its name should be something like the SPD. Even if you want to set aside the if you're one of the ultra lefts who say that the old SPD was, prior to World War One, was not a good model because it led to, World War One or whatever, because they engaged in electoral politics. Even if you set aside the electoral politics, the party side of it, the social side of it, the communal side of it, they had athletic leagues and
cycling clubs and rifle associations
and
summer camps.
Summer camps and potlucks and whatever. Like, the party was a home of social life. It was a place that you could plug into and have the entirety of your life and your existence as a social being satisfied, not as some weirdo, but as a normal participant in society, a normal person, not somebody who's like just killing themselves, struggling to like fit this extra demand and burden on you to constantly show up and participate in organizing and meeting, going to another meeting and making signs and drafting documents and whatever, on top of having a social life and going to work and meeting familial obligations or whatever. Rather, this was a place that you and your family could have a life.
Right.
That is what organization should look like.
I periodically used to have this very frustrating debate when I was, doesn't matter what group I was in, with some of the other comrades about how, like, it was very simple, actually. Our model for how to conduct ourselves extra politically is all around us. It's every denomination of every church. And so even if you weren't raised in church, even if you don't know what that means, go and find out. You don't have to read the teachings or absorb any of the moral lessons. Some of you maybe should anyways. But I also think that there's a whole lot that can be learned about community, from, let's say, existing communities.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that the guy arguing to be normal is a long-haired pagan black metal dude.
And you know what? All of my neighbors like me and respect me, and all of my coworkers do the same.
Yep. I mean, it's not impossible. I'm
also involved in building a non-political community around my paganism that has arms that reach out in every direction that bring people together around a spiritual and artistic passions and community that brings people together.
It has arms wide open.
In which I am openly participating and organizing as a communist, as a Marxist. Yeah, and people know that. People around me know that.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing it right. You're doing it right. You're being... You're not sacrificing. You're not doing like what the SWP did, where they made everybody tuck their shirts in and wear ties whenever they were going out in public. Right. But you're
don't be a weird fucking Mormon or whatever. Like, just knock on our door about it. You know, just be yourself. Be a normal person.
Yeah.
Fulfill your capacities. Be virtuous.
Yeah. I would say that like the exact opposite of what you should be doing is illustrated in the weirdo SWP members who like tried real hard to look like normies but look like they were wearing their dad's clothes like going out to try to sell newspapers. And then of course there's the trying as hard as they fucking can to be an individual by looking like every other fucking person that wants to be an individual, like look how much of a freak I am. Trying to adopt an aesthetic that's long past able to shock people because that doesn't exist anymore. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So you guys are saying we should be able to clap at meetings, right?
Yes,
definitely.
I mean,
in fact, so, if your social group doesn't let you clap, you should run away.
I can't clap, I don't want to take part in that revolution.
I feel like yes to all the being normal, which is to say, be trustworthy. Encounter other people with trust and not with like some prefabricated answer to all things that you're loaded up with. Like, be prepared to learn. Like, the answer lies in the question. How can we build up in the latter half of this socialist working class community institutions? So,
right. Yeah.
Like, instead of just like participating in a self-selecting hipster, self-identifying socialist, leftist milieu, actually encounter the people we live with in society, in the working class, who are not converts, and don't approach them as potential converts. You know, like, be involved in things outside of this self-selecting milieu, where you're just kind of, I don't want to be crude, but we've all been involved in a kind of collective masturbation circles where we're mirroring each other's intelligence, and none of these mirrors are escaping the circle that we've designed, because we're not actually meeting the working class and we're not organizing with them as the working class. And then we have these caveats like, oh, well, we're all workers. Technically, we're all workers. That is not the same thing. To be atomized workers meeting and discussing and being smart together, and some people being really smart and smarter, that's not the same thing as meeting workers as workers. And you can do that outside of quote unquote socialist, you know, spaces. And if you're not able to do that, then as an organizer, you're fundamentally like, to be problematic, you're dealing with an emotional and spiritual disability, you know? Right. You have to be able to encounter human beings.
So I could just see someone saying, oh, so you're telling like queer and trans people to just be normal. And my response to that is like, well, yes. You don't think queer people are normal? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.